Hello, friends. It's Phil, and it's episode 121 of Get Fit to Row. So, something very simple to think about today. Over the last week, I have had a number of phone conversations about Get Fit to Row, largely with people interested in getting fit. And they've kind of discovered the Get Fit to Row kind of idea, right? And the idea, if I haven't explained to you, but I'll explain now. I think it's quite obvious, but I'll explain now. The idea of Get Fit to Row is simply personal and group training done under the guise of a rowing coach, i.e. me. And what we do is we train as if we're a rowing squad. So therefore, we're developing the strength and the flexibility and the mindset of a good standard rower, whether that's male, female, whether it's basically young or old, vet, master, whatever. So that's the idea. The idea is quite simple. It's get fit through rowing training, right? Now, the conversation that I've kind of been trying to steer through a phone call, and it's not intended to kind of do anything other than build an understanding of you, the prospective Get Fit to Rower, and me, the coach, is the conversation I've tried to steer it towards is I need to see you, because we can talk about your fitness and, you know, your physical condition and your mental health and where you think you are and where you want to get to, right? We can talk about that. But the one component that makes it real and easier for both you and I to understand is actually meeting you. And through the power of the internet and what technology has been developed over the last 5 years or so, is video calling, video conferencing is a brilliant way of, let's say, low level commitment to understanding Get Fit to Row and understanding me and understanding the program. Because the benefit of actually seeing someone, it really makes things more complete when assessing the prospect for you, particularly, and for me. Because what you can say about yourself can be so, so different than who you are when you are physically present. Because body language, for one, and this a body posture and body condition, can only be assessed by seeing you. And I don't know, I just kind of felt that the place to start, really, the place to start once someone's interested in Get Fit to Row is simply taking the time on both sides, mine and yours, to say hello, to meet each other kind of in the eye kind of thing, just to assess who you are and are you really looking to get fit? Are you really looking at rowing? Do you really have the concentration? Are you really going to commit? All of those questions can be really easily unearthed by meeting someone. And that's it, really. For as much as that sounds like a bit trivial and a bit short and a bit small and a bit nothingness, I think it's really important. Is the summary of it is that if you're really serious about something, if you're really serious about a fitness program, if you're really going to put something into it, then the first step is meeting the person, meeting the environment that you're going to be training in or training with. You have to go there. You have to build, take the time to build a relationship and work out whether it's the right relationship to be building. I think that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, look, that's it really. If you're interested in Get Fit Throw, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to meet me. It's as simple as that. And if you're one of the many people somewhere around the world, the great thing about Zoom is, or Teams or whatever you use, is that I can meet you wherever you are in the world. We can have a little chat. You can meet me, I can meet you, and we can see what we can do from there. Anyway, look, thanks for listening. Take care. Ta-da.